We are builders, hear our call. Building knowledge, standing tall. Building character strong and true. Building community, me and you. We are
Builders!
This is Mrs. Fernandez here. It is Friday, October 24th, and today for our podcast we have
Logan,
Adler,
Teddy,
and Silas.
And we're in a really goofy mood, so we'll see how this goes today. But we have not had a podcast in a couple of weeks, so we're trying to pick out the best thing from each subject area that we've done, and or the most interesting, I guess, to talk about. We've been doing multiplication and math, and that's a really important skill to have. But we've also been starting this week a math task called How Flexible is a Number?
So with how flexible is a number, it's like how many factors the number has. And with that, you can arrange it in different ways, like 3 times 4 would be 12, but another way you could do it is 2 times 6, so you could have 3 rows of 4 or 2 rows of 6 or 1 row of 12. So that's how it works.
Would drawing like ones in between 36, I'm pretty sure, and 100. And some of the big ones have gotten crazy. Like, some of them have filled up almost an entire minuscule paper. And the number with the highest factor so far is 10 factors.
Yes, so they're taking the number, and just like our number visuals task a couple months ago now, I think, they are visualizing that, showing the factors in the way that they visualize it. And some of our numbers do so far have 10 factors.
We actually had a lot under the 8 category, but only one under 9, which was 72.
72 shouldn't be up there, so we'll have to check that. I will be checking some of these. We haven't actually checked all of them yet. Kids have just done their part today, and then we're putting them up where we think they belong on our little spectrum, and then I will check them before we glue them on. So, yeah. So we're looking at factors in numbers, and the more factors we have, the higher or more flexible we say that it is. And we've been also talking about looking at that, making some conjectures or some looking for patterns. So we noticed, for example, that all the square numbers had an odd number of factors, right? And we were trying to figure other like patterns out after we get this done. So, all right, in science, we learned a little bit about Rube Goldberg.
So we're trying to make make a really goofy way to do something really simple, like push a button, open a jar,
build a Lego tower, or build
instead of getting up to get snacks while you're watching TV, you can just flick a lever, and it will eventually deliver some food to you, but it might be a little loud because it includes rockets.
What makes a Rube Goldberg machine a Rube Goldberg machine then? You said it's doing something really simple.
In a complicated way with a machine.
And what requirements did I put on it besides just doing, like Rube Goldberg always had kind of silly things going on, right? And we could include some of that too. But what did we have to have that was science related?
We had to use the 6 simple machine types. We had to use a pulley, a lever and fulcrum, a wedge, a wheel and axle, inclined plane, and a screw. And so we had to include all of those into our build, or else.
We failed.
Or else.
Yeah, just or else. I don't want to add anything else. Just or else.
Okay. Or else.
Or else.
Yeah, so we're having fun with that. Kids are wrapping that up, hopefully today, if they haven't already. And they're out in the hallway, so if you are in the building, come check it out. In social studies, we started learning about the First Peoples of Indiana, but before we did that, we entered the Indiana Statehood Day essay contest. What was the theme for this year? And tell us a little bit about what you wrote.
the topic was Explore Indiana. What I wrote a little bit about was, in summary, about a few state parks and the one national park, like a few facts about them, history. Like, for example, Shade State Park was originally called Shades of Death, and Turkey Run has an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Mine was I wrote about three of my favorite sports teams in Indiana, and what I did was I found multiple facts about the teams, and the teams that I did were the Indiana Pacers, the Indianapolis Colts, mm-hmm. and the Purdue Boilermakers.
Mm-hmm. Let's go! Fun fact, my mom was actually a cheerleader for the Colts. Whoa. My topic was about state parks and, state parks and underground caves. And I had a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, exploring all the natural beauties of Indiana. Yep, so that Statehood Day is the December 11th, and the top four winners from the whole state that win the competition get to present theirs down in Indianapolis that day.
They missed school to present it. Not lucky them. And they win $529, and I don't know why it's 529, but not 530.
Yeah.
Because it's the account thing that it's going into is called a 529 to help for college.
Oh.
So. Yeah. Yep. We didn't do as much writing last quarter, and so we are getting lots of writing in now. We're also writing about our greatest moments in conjunction with reading The Greatest Kid in the World. We're writing about our own greatest moments.
My greatest moment I'm writing about is finally beating my dad in chess.
Mine was about when I became a big brother to my brother, Sully.
You're a big brother? You never told me that.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Lucky you. I'm trapped as the youngest forever.
And I did for my greatest moment. I did it. It was earlier this year, and I won Jackal Island. It was my first 18-hole tournament, and it took like 5 hours, 30 minutes each day. So, a long time.
Very nice. Yes, we got lots of great moments, and we talked about how our greatest moment might be something great that happens to us or something great that we do. It might be something very small. It might be something really big and grand, like winning an international tournament, or everything in between. So we're going to have lots of great personal narratives coming out of that. We also earned some fun rewards lately. There was an attendance award for the whole school where we got to do a bounce house.
So what we did is if you got really good attendance, I think you could miss like one day. Yeah, only one on excuse day. And so you got to go to this bounce house area and you get to like race different people. And I beat everyone that I went against.
Our class also earned a movie pajama popcorn party because we filled up our Lego jar, and now we're working towards another reward. But so we did that earlier this week on our early release day.
It was awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Best
day ever.
We just watched Holes and wore pajamas, so there's not much to say about that one. And then we also, for reading 200 books as a class, earned our extra long recess, which we did earlier this week too. We are 4 away from our next 100 books already, so we will probably earn the show and tell day pretty soon, hopefully by Monday. It's been a busy couple of weeks, and we're getting into parent conferences and the week, Red Ribbon Week, and lots of things to look forward to as we get into a more exciting quarter, because our first quarter is really just all about like setting up routines and things. And now we get into getting used to stuff. Now we get into like all the super fun stuff. So it's kind of crazy from here on out. But look forward to more podcasts and more updates coming soon. This is Mrs. Fernandez.
Bob. Bob the third,
Bob the fourth,
and Bob the second.
AKA Adler, Logan, our star of the week, Silas, and Teddy saying.
Building knowledge, standing tall, building character strong and true, building community.